You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
I need a snack. Well, if you were in need of a snow day, I think we have a full week of it. We played around with snow day, Navi, but Mother Nature hasn't been cooperating for a while. But this is fantastic.
I think is the word. This is as good as it gets for skiers.
It really is. And here's the good news. I passed this along earlier this week on Utah's Morning News. Our meteorologist team has been telling us that this snow that we received since last week and then continuing through Sunday of this week will not only get us caught up with everything we didn't get in December, but it's also going to send us past the average totals in January. So we're right back and maybe even a little bit ahead of where we should be, which is just fantastic. Thought it'd be fun to reach out to Jared Winkler up at Brighton. I'm sure you guys are grinning from ear to ear, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Perfect timing. We had a great holiday break there. Sunny. Everybody got their legs back into it, and now we're looking forward to making all the powder skiers happy.
I want to make this point right up front, and I've tried to do it any time we talk about skiing, even on Utah's Morning News here on KSL, Navi, and that is that our resorts do a fantastic job of making sure that there's still a place to play, even when Mother Nature isn't cooperating, which isn't the case right now.
Oh, absolutely. I was thinking 20 years ago, if we would have had the December we had this year, we would not have been able to ski, but they did so well making snow and pushing it around and covering the rocks best they could. It was definitely worth going, even though we weren't getting anything new.
Yeah. We don't shy away from letting everybody know, Jared, that we record this program on Thursday for air on Saturday. So the totals we're going to talk about here are only up until Thursday with lots more snow coming. And maybe the biggest part of the storm systems will be Friday night and then into Saturday morning while people are listening to this. But do you have totals for what's happened up there this week?
Yeah. So, I mean, that being Thursday morning, overnight we had 6 inches. And then the last 24 hours we've had 13 inches. And in the last 7 days, 40 inches. So season to date, we're at 179 inches, but our base is sitting now at a settled base of 61 inches. So it's looking pretty good. And, yeah, like you say, looking forward to the storms that are coming Saturday, Sunday night. Like, those are some big nights in the forecast, so we'll have some fun.
I would imagine it's going to be a little busy up there in Little Cottonwood Canyon, or Big Cottonwood Canyon, this weekend, little too, but for that reason, I do want to talk about preparations for those that are headed your way when it comes to parking. There are a few changes.
Yeah, we do require on the weekend, so we consider Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and this Monday being a holiday, we require parking reservations. And those you can make via our website, just brightonresort.com/parking. And then you can learn out more about parking, how to make a reservation and when to. And parking reservations, you know, we release spots every single day at 8 a.m., at 2 p.m., and then on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. for the entire week. So you got to just keep checking back as people cancel spots, more spots become available. But, you know, we always encourage people to carpool, take public transportation, and, you know, just really pay attention to what UDOT Cottonwoods are talking about, road conditions. And if they're telling you to use chains or four-wheel drive vehicles, you know, definitely take those that advice to heart.
You're still on the Icon Pass, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Icon Pass holders can come up and go directly to the lift. They don't need to make an Icon Pass holder reservation like they did last year. But if they are driving themselves up or carpooling with some friends and they're the driver, they still need to have that parking reservation for the weekend.
Navi, it's one of the reasons we love our Icon. You can get on to resorts all over, but right here at home, plenty. In Big Cottonwood Canyon, you get a full season at Solitude. You get 7 days up at Brighton.
Yeah, you can't beat it, really. I mean, you just know you're going skiing. You don't know where every day, but you're going skiing somewhere. I heard him say that he had a deal coming up, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we get to the deal, I want to talk about this Crest 6 lift that you guys are so excited about. What is a D-lift to begin with? Just set the foundation there.
Yeah, so we've updated our lift to the latest and greatest Doppelmayr lift technology. And a D-line lift is a direct drive lift, so there's less gearboxes, things like that, to cause malfunctions and more maintenance. It's more inexpensive to run for the operators and just pretty amazing. The great thing for the user is that it's faster. And our original Crest lift was, it took a little over 7 minutes from top to bottom. And our new Crest lift takes 5 minutes and 2 seconds from, you know, the bottom to the top.
Wow.
So much faster. It's quieter. So when you're sitting there at the bottom, you don't hear the rumbling of an engine and of the motors and all that stuff. It's a really quiet lift. And then when you're riding the chair has three different independent Fox shock absorbers on it that it's the smoothest ride in Utah. So when you go over those lift tower skid wheels, you usually feel those vibrations and hear that crazy noise. This is just a very little hum that you don't even feel. And it's just awesome how fast and smooth and just comfortable it is.
Is it true that it's the fastest lift now in Utah?
It is the fastest lift in Utah, yeah.
Wow.
And how ski lifts are rated, it's meters per second. And this lift is a 5 meters per second lift when the old one was a 7 meters per second lift. So, and when you get on it, you feel it. You get to the top and you're coming in so fast. You're like, is this going to stop? And then it hits the brakes and goes to a crawl and you just stand up and scoot off and you're on your way.
Well, that was the next question. Hopefully it slows down enough to get old people like me on it and off of it.
Yeah, it's easy.
All right.
And it has the safety restraint bar. So if you're not, if you're a little scared of the speed or the height, you definitely put that bar down and you feel a little more comfortable.
All right. And Navi, we've got some breaking news here that I don't know that's been publicized anyway, but you want people, Jared, to come up and give this thing a ride, right? So you're going to make them a deal.
That's right. We after this holiday weekend, so starting on Tuesday, we're launching a flash sale for a 6-ticket pack, and that's $66 per ticket, and it's $396 total. And that's a pack that you could share with your friends, so you know you and 5 other buddies could all come up on the same day and ride that 6-pack.
Do you have to ride it on a certain day or during a certain week, or is it good for the season?
It is good for the remainder of the season. And then if you can't get all 6 in one day, you can break it up to keep it all for yourself and ride your own. But got to remember, though, it is midweek only.
Yeah.
I better make that clear.
But how about that, Navidomskis? 6 of you on for less than $400.
That's crazy good. And not only that, 5 minutes, that's barely enough time to catch your breath from your run.
Yeah. It just sounds like a lot of fun. Brighton now getting all that snow that we were waiting for in December, which is just fantastic. People can get more information online, Jared, by just going to brightonresort.com, correct?
That's correct. And also one last thing to mention is that lift runs, you know, every day, 9 to 9. So you can come and check it out. You know, Sundays, obviously, we've always been closed, but get up here, ride it for a night skiing, have some fun, and come up after work.
Well, if there was ever a weekend to do it, this would be the one with all the snow that has already arrived and is sure to be coming. By the time you listen to this on the radio, there will be more. Jared Winkler, always the best. By the way, have you had a chance to do any fishing lately?
I got hooked on waterfowl hunting, so I had a great cast and blast on the Lower Green River and caught a couple fish and got a couple ducks and couldn't be any happier.
All right, good for you. I do know you love the outdoors anytime during the year. Thanks for your time today. We'll take a break when we come back. Roger Eggett, Bear River Lodge. We'll find out what kind of snow totals they have up there at the cabins. Stay with us.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.